This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, good morning.
Hola.
Morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, we're off to a professional start.
Okay, let's just gather ourselves for 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Good. Leanne, you can readjust the microphone.
See ya.
Blame it on the rain, that's what I say.
Sure, okay. And Gugu, do you want to readjust yourself?
Catch my breath as well.
Let me get this off my chest.
Wait. And then Damon, you can readjust yourself.
Yeah, let me get this off my chest.
Right away, go ahead.
See ya. How could you be living your best life, as you like to say?
Good morning, Damon. Good morning. How are you?
How could you be living your best life? Because I've noticed you've been saying that a lot lately.
Hashtag.
If you don't have keys to this building and only Gugu has keys, mm-hmm. do you realize that's insane? What happens if Gugu, doesn't make it? What happens if he dies in his sleep?
Or in a bike accident or something.
Exactly.
I was on a bike this
morning. I'm shocked and disappointed.
Okay. Gugu?
Yes.
Firstly, don't bring that sort of omen onto yourself.
Actually, you're right. I'm not going to die in a bike accident.
What? No, I didn't say you weren't going to, but...
Every single person, a regular person to this building should have keys. That's crazy.
We'll deal with it because you've brought it up. Well, I feel like this is not interesting to...
No, it doesn't matter. Of course it's interesting.
It's not interesting to everyone else, but I will. Whatever. Long story short, Spike is one of the guys who works behind the scenes here at CliffCentral.com. He needed to do some last-minute editing on Wednesday.
In other words, you normally have the keys.
I do normally have the keys.
There you go. End of story. You normally got the keys.
But see, I don't like being cut off.
I'm sorry.
So... May I continue?
Carry
with the story?
On. I do apologize.
Thank you. So he needed to do some last minute editing. Are you going to slurp the cold coffee?
I warned you guys. And we find ourselves in the same position as we were last week.
Oh, goodness.
Can we just get on with it?
Wait, so the urn over there is still cold, right? I'll take it.
No, guys. I want to insist that we'll have a professional... A unison and, well, rather united and positive show. Right? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Let's start off with the fact that we finally have rain. Get the other boring conversation out of the way. That we were desperate for this rain. Damon, seriously.
Wait, what are you doing there?
Go ahead. I was stirring.
No, bring it up. What are you doing?
I was stirring. I won't stir again. And you stirred because you insisted.
You also stir so...
Aggressively.
Vigorously.
I'm a vigorous stirrer.
But okay. It's
shit stirrer.
On the microphone, doesn't really work. Thought we'd stir off air, but... Okay.
So he literally just made cold coffee.
That's it, yeah.
Wow.
And he said he didn't want to waste any of the coffee. The coffee, regardless, because it's cold.
Yeah.
Said he will not waste it, so he'll drink it cold.
And he's doing just that.
No, I've done it.
You're a strong man.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't like to waste.
Superhero.
It's not normal, I know.
Yeah, we didn't grow up like that, did we? Wasting and shit. Maybe he did. Okay.
No, not in Damon's household. Oh. There was no wasting.
We used to use
not
tea
for
bags.
The family of how many were you then?
6 children.
And we used to use
tea bags twice.
How many times?
Twice.
Each person.
Well, the tea bag was used once, and then once you've made your tea, the tea bag was not discarded. The tea bag was put in on a strainer, funny thing, and the next person used that tea bag again. Or you collected 2 second-hand tea bags and made another cup of 2 old tea bags.
I've never really...
Crazy, eh?
I've never truly examined your childhood, but, like, why did you have to do all of this?
That was weird.
That was just a standard procedure.
You know, you grow up in a certain way. You don't ask questions because you think it's normal.
You don't
and then later on, you realize it's not normal. Not normal. Like, we used to have 1 telephone but 2 connections.
Mm-hmm.
So the telephone during the day would be in the study, and then every evening it would be carried to my parents' bedroom. Only, like, after 30 years did we realize, hey, let's buy a second telephone. I mean, that's insane. It's completely insane.
Well, oddly enough, I was chatting to my flatmate about certain habits that I still have around how I grew up and how now I don't have to do certain things. You know, growing up in a family of three older sisters, and we always had some type of cousin or family relative staying with us, and, you know, two parents. It was just always a full, busy house, not tons and tons of money. So we had to, you know, stretch the rand as much as possible.
But you're a son of a preacher, man.
Yes. And not like the song, but sure. I know you're singing that in your head right now. But
I can't help it.
And, you know, certain things I've just realized, and I was telling my flatmate this, I don't have to do anymore. And it's fine because, you know, I can afford my own life and I'm trying to build my own life. But I don't have to use the toothpaste right up until the final drop. And I still do that. It's just one of those odd, frugal habits that I have.
No, but I think that's normal. I also do that. Why? No, that's normal. You don't throw away toothpaste if there's still some toothpaste left. No,
like who does that, right?
No, you've got to squeeze. You got to squeeze it out.
Yeah, I use the door handle to squeeze the rest of it out.
The side of the door to squeeze out the last bit.
Yeah. You even get these mechanisms. It's
like a little turny thing.
Where the toothpaste goes through like a slit, and it's a plastic round thing with a slit, and the toothpaste goes through the slit, and I don't like to use it, but I happen to have one in the house.
Wait, how do you use the door handle?
Basically, trying to squeeze and push. So I put it around the door
handle.
So you
roll the tube up?
No, I just...
around the handle.
Put it once around, grab it on both ends.
Like bend it in half.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then pull.
Or even over the door edge, or even your countertop. And just squeeze it all out to the end.
Yeah.
And you guys live alone.
Yeah.
And you also do
that. I've done many things. I've lived alone. I've lived together. I've lived semi-alone. Yes. Lived with strangers.
With dogs.
Yeah, and you've lived.
Lived with
cats.
That's
what we know. No, I thought that was just an odd, frugal habit.
Nah.
No, that's normal.
It's
like cutting the tube of your favorite cream or whatever to get the last bit.
To get the last bit, yeah.
I oddly feel way better about myself.
Well, I got other extremes. What my wife does with hand cream, or because some of these creams are very expensive.
Yes,
she'll even cut it when it's at the end.
That's what I said.
Oh, did you?
Mm.
Where was I?
I don't know, damn one. But
you
it's
just
okay.
No, but you've just proved something. I don't listen.
No, you don't. You can't hear your own heavy breathing right now.
That's bizarre. Did you really say that? I've completely lost it. Did you say cut the tube in half and then scrape it out?
Please.
Oh dear.
She did. She, like a second or two
that
before
is
you said it.
I think I'm literally. Boy, that is well embarrassing.
I know. Maybe it's because you got one headphone on. I don't know.
No, not I think the other. I think it must be internal. It explains why I was
a
bad.
Also, why you can't hear your breathing.
I was a bad
student.
It's a habit.
What?
I feel uncomfortable if both ears are covered. I feel claustrophobic. I get into a claustrophobic state if both my ears are covered.
Covered
with the headphones.
After how many years working in the business?
Since 1999, wearing headphones.
It might just be a you thing. And
it is a me thing.
It's fine. We'll accept you like that.
Okay.
Damon, I'm here to be your conduit to total freedom and acceptance.
I feel bad this morning. I feel bad because Leanne said something that I thought to myself. She said, "I warned you guys," and I feel terrible. I feel like I'm doing something really wrong. It's like
Damon, you're just being you, but you are extra.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's a lot to take in.
Okay. Yeah. Extra sauce.
I'll try hold back.
Yeah.
No, okay. I was just saying because of going okay, as in hearing what Leanne was saying, but I'm not saying I agree necessarily.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, at least you've got someone on your side.
And
then
I didn't actually warn them, so let that go.
Okay, we've got to move on.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, but just finishing the last point.
Back to frugality.
I feel a little bitter then.
You should feel like a snob if you throw away
but
toothpaste.
No, but the thing is, don't rest on your laurels because you still, like, doing your lips 25 times a day, that is...
Yeah, I won't compromise on that.
Don't compromise on that.
I'm still also the person who will use, for example, my shower gel up until beyond the last drop. I will use it up until I can't squeeze it anymore.
You probably put water in it as well just to get the last
bit. And then I will like, keep it in my bathroom.
Stand it up so that it's
upside down.
No, again, that's normal. That's perfectly normal.
Is that all normal?
Perfectly normal.
Of course it is.
I do that with my shampoo. Oh. I do that with my shampoo. Relax. That's normal.
Okay, then I'm fine. This is a bit of a support group, but I'm fine. Okay.
Yes, it's like we are the arbiters of what is normal.
Yeah.
Which is quite scary.
I won't go as far as using another tea bag, but I know, for example, like growing up as well with three older sisters, they all shared clothing right up until the youngest one, and they could swap clothing.
Did you get their clothing?
No, I didn't get
it. Because that could explain.
I didn't get it.
Okay.
Please finish that sentence. That could explain what?
It was purely a joke.
Very closed-minded, there, my friend.
Very closed-minded of me. Sorry.
Wait, how frugal are all of you guys then?
We're normal, Sia. We're the same as you.
Classic example.
Uh-huh.
There will be a thing like an advertising campaign. When you shave, switch off the tap. Duh. I've been doing that since I first started shaving in 1984.
Yeah, you'll be surprised. I was at the gym once and a woman brushed her teeth for 2 minutes with the tap on.
Yes.
Wow.
But what's really weird is that these advertising campaigns are telling us to me it was a natural thing. While I'm actually got the toothbrush in my mouth, the tap must obviously be off.
Obviously,
you have
right.
to tell people? That is bizarre.
No, there are some people who need to know.
That is crazy, but obviously, yes. Yeah. That's just crazy.
I think it's different things for everyone, because I know with me, with my car, I don't let the empty light go on. Like, I know when it's about to go on, and I top up before it goes on. That's just my thing. Other people let it go all the way to the bottom, right?
Is that a thing that you grew up experiencing, and now that you get to actually like have your own life, you are focused on not having to like?
No, I think I know once that light goes on, there's no range in that car. Like, you won't get to where you go. I've never been stuck, but once the light goes on, the needle literally just drops.
Yeah.
How do you guys manage?
That's borderline.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the car.
Are you a risk taker, Damon?
I don't like to take risks, but when my car's on reserve and I leave it on reserve for a while, I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I'm about to run out.
Mm.
And then when I fill up, I see that there was still another 10 litres of petrol. So, yeah, depends on your car.
I don't want to experience that, regardless.
Okay. Mm. If you've got an old car, like I used to drive a 1984 Toyota, uh-huh. when that's on reserve, whoa, you must fill up straight away.
Uh-huh.
It's the newer cars, they give you much more leeway.
Mm.
That's my young. But you won't drive a 1984 car. So it's fine.
No. Even Thriller. No, Thriller was released a year before 1984. That's my.
Oh, I thought Thriller was 85.
1983.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Was that 1983?
1983, if I'm not mistaken.
Good God. All the cool kids had that video.
I could be mistaken, but I think Michael Jackson's Thriller was released in.
Get our research department on that.
Who's the research department?
You guys.
And by that, you mean what? Google?
Mr. Google, the research.
That's it, yeah. I'm actually trying to do it now. Oh, I stand corrected. 1984.
But towards the end of 84.
Yeah, one of those. Anyway, the point being, yeah, there's certain things that I'm just not going to experience anymore. But regardless, you guys have made me feel a little better this morning. Because, yeah, honestly, having this conversation with my flatmate, she goes, I think you're a little odd. And I go, I don't know. These are things that I just grew up.
So you got a female flatmate.
Yes.
Now, is this a good friend of yours or just someone you got on Facebook or something?
No, she's a family friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been together now?
Living together for about 2 and some change years.
So you don't annoy each other?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's good. Because that can be tricky.
Can be tricky, right?
You share the same bathroom?
Yes.
Okay, then you have to be close. You can't just...
Have you ever lived with anyone before your wife?
Good. Let me think about that. Do you count holidays? Just holidays, maybe.
What do you mean?
No, we don't count holidays, yeah?
Do you count the army?
No. It's got to be a normal living situation.
Army, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. I don't think they would have survived, though, Damon.
Who wouldn't have survived?
Whoever it is.
No, don't be like that. Mind you, I come to think of it, I did annoy a lot of people. The one guy, because when I brush my teeth, I do this terrible spitting thing at the end. And I still remember this one guy saying, Muni spuch, Muni spuch. And he was really disgusted with me.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's such a surprise.
Yeah. And when I first started living with my wife, she was also like, she got a, the first time I brushed my teeth, she thought I was choking to death. She got a terrible shock. Because I go, it's like I'm gagging.
Oh,
and then she realized, no, that's normal.
And she's now lived with it.
And the blowing of the nose, which we discussed last time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd rephrase the blowing of the nose.
Yeah, actually, I should have blown my nose. I'll do it a bit later.
You can do it between a songbird, right?
Past that, I'll be all right.
You can just walk into Gareth's office like you did last time and just grab tissue, help yourself, and walk out, you know?
Yeah, no, I'll do that.
I know.
Guga, I'm surprisingly taken aback by how protective you've been this week.
Off?
Of Gareth.
Really?
His office.
Why do you say that?
What people say about Gareth.
No.
This has been a tough week for you, because this is the first time you've experienced
Gareth. Are you missing Gareth?
He really has.
I am, honestly speaking. Yeah.
He really has. People, like, just oddly walking into Gareth's office, he'll go, I don't understand. How dare they walk into Gareth's office? I mean, why?
That's very sweet.
I remember that conversation. Yeah. Anyway, he'll be back.
When is he back?
This coming Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. Google, you've survived the whole week.
I have. We all have. You too. I'm sure you miss him secretly.
This is just another day at the office for me. That's
all. Okay.
Yes. And I've been chatting to him, so it's fine.
Oh, I haven't, so, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Hey, oddly, before we get into the five things that you need to know this morning, talking about missing people, guess who I saw last night?
Give us a clue.
Yeah, we need a clue. The world's full of a lot of people.
Yeah.
But people who I'd miss?
Your ex?
Ew.
No,
I don't like these guessing games.
Why?
I think you must give a clue. Because,
yes.
Yeah, you got to give a clue. Otherwise, it's like not, what's the point?
I mean, we could say anything. Your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Come on, guys. It would be something exciting to all of you.
To us?
Oh, dear.
Never.
Okay, you saw...
My ex? You know?
You got to give some kind of a clue to make it challenging.
Never mind. I saw Ben Karpinski last night.
Oh, Ben.
Okay, well, you could have given a clue. You could have said Catman.
Or Sports.
Or grumpy.
I knew where Ben smiled, you know.
Where did you see him?
Or someone I missed. That was enough of a clue.
No. Where did you see Ben?
So he and I have been chatting, and specifically he and his business partner and I have been chatting, because, you know, he has this new agency called Retroactive, and they work on
digital marketing.
It's not new.
Yeah, a couple of months old.
Okay.
And they work on a lot of sports activations and sports events.
Uh-huh.
Sports clients. And his business partner spoke to me last week and said, hey, we're doing this very cool event. Do you want to come by? And I said, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go to support him and Ben. And I thought, yeah, why not?
What kind of event was it?
Yo, it was for the Springboks. And so this is...
The Springboks?
All out.
Yeah.
Now, hang on. The Springboks? I thought they've left already.
Well, they're at the Rugby World Cup. I know from last night that they're already training in Japan.
Okay.
To get into the World
Cup. Okay, so the Springboks weren't there. Okay.
Well, some of the old Springboks were there. But long story short, they were launching some cool artwork around the national rugby team, which will later go on auction. So Ben and his company were putting all of that together. So I just got some time to catch up with him last night, and I thought it was very cool. We spoke about how much he misses us.
Oh.
Does he?
Yes, he
does. Does he really?
And also did put in a good word, and a very good and honest word about how much we miss him. We did say that we need his take on sports, not just any other sports report.
Yes.
So I asked him if he would come in a couple of weeks' time, and specifically with the Rugby World Cup, to come in and tell us what's going on there and fill us in. And he's really, really doing well, personal life and also, you know, working on his business. So it was all good to catch up.
So is he going to come in?
Yes, he will in a couple of weeks' time.
Did you see that picture of the Springbok squad without their shirts on that was going around yesterday?
No, I didn't.
No.
Oh my God! It makes you feel ill. Cause these guys, you know, they are so ripped and muscular, and you think to yourself, "Oy vey, never in my best ever condition would I ever have been like these guys." And I thought to myself, "Is it necessary to lower me like to make me feel like this? Please, sure, hectic."
I tried googling it. I never found anything.
It was on the Twitter. Somebody tweeted it, so it's, yeah. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I should have taken notes of the person who posted it. Because I suppose it didn't go, it wasn't necessarily viral. I only saw it once. So.
You said it was going all around.
No, I'm sorry. You know, I'm always on Twitter and whatever, so it's, everything blurs into each other and I forgot. I just used the terminology, sorry.
Last week you told us about skeletons and hip bones and I love not trusting you.
No, Damon. I was correct. I was correct.
No, but they corrected you. You weren't correct.
No. Those people, everyone thinks they like know everything. Those people, just please. I was correct.
What do you mean?
I was correcting what I said. That when you find a skeleton, there are some major things that they tell you straight away whether it's a male or female. That's all.
Yeah, you were correct.
Exactly. They brought up other pointers. That were also correct. Doesn't mean I'm wrong.
Okay,
but we covered that, Google.
I'll let you off the hook. I'll let it slide.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say this is surprising, but it's, you know, Damon, I'm setting up for you a lot this morning.
Thank you.
Well, someone has to.
Yeah, someone has to.
Right. Someone has to.
Hey, I don't like the tone from both of you.
Go play outside then, in the rain.
Excuse us. What's with that tone, Google?
Well, I got wet this morning.
Well, let me tell you, I was so confused with this rain this morning. I mean, we haven't had one drop in a year. Yeah. Well, I mean, in the
in
season.
A long time.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I had to turn on my windscreen wipers. And I almost forgot. Yeah. Also, it was dark, so I realized I didn't know how to change the intermittent settings and the intermittent speed. Uh-huh. Then I was like, oh, shit, there's a back one as well. How do I do that?
No.
Then I was getting my indicator mixed up with my windscreen wiper.
Well, this is very weird.
Yeah.
For anyone who's not in Joburg, this is utterly boring. But yeah, we haven't had a lot of rain.
We've
this
had
season.
Nothing. It's been dry as a bone, and you could smell it coming last night. It was amazing.
I could smell it this morning.
So amazing.
Getting ready, and I was like, oh no. I left the car at the office, and I'm on the bike.
Gugu, is it, if you don't mind me asking, is it wise to ride a motorbike in the rain?
Well, look.
Especially, can I add one more addendum to that?
Go ahead.
During the winter, a lot of oil gets on the roads,
yes.
And your first rains,
yes.
It's particularly dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you say to that?
I've had experience, Damon, with oil on the road, and I had a crash, and I learned a lot from it. Exactly that situation, when there's oil and there's rain, and it just takes a little bit of rain for you to just lose
but
it.
So that didn't stop you this morning?
It didn't, because I know what to do now.
And I
had to come here for the show.
And what do you have the keys to the building?
Right.
What do you do?
Damon, you don't have to.
What do you do?
So the key, which I didn't know at the time, was you cannot be in the middle because the middle of the lane is where all the oil drops and falls onto the road.
Uh-huh.
So if you're riding in the rain, you stay on either the left side of your lane or the right side of your lane.
Where the car tracks tires would usually
go. Yeah,
clever.
Exactly. There's no oil there.
Mm.
So I didn't know that the first time. I think that was like three, four years ago.
So when you did crash 3-4 years ago, were you not injured?
Thank God I wasn't. I went into a curve and the bike slipped from under me. Went sliding towards the pavement, two lanes across.
Ooh,
luckily there weren't any other cars. I went sliding after it on the road. And it hit the pavement, stopped, and I slid and stopped just before I got to the bike.
Did you have protective clothing on?
Yeah, I always wear protective clothing. Luckily, there weren't any cars. I'd left all the cars behind. Otherwise,
you would have been modern art.
A little different. Modern
what? You would have been modern art.
Yeah, I could have been mint or something.
Who's
I
that
know.
Famous artist?
Picasso.
Like
where the eyes are in one place. And
yeah,
arms coming out of the leg.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And then there was the guy who just splattered stuff.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. And he was American.
Oh, Aina.
Yeah, anyway.
I saw you.
Yeah. We survived.
They would have taken photos. Anyway.
Oh, no. Well, particularly, you're here as well.
Right.
If on the bike and you're still alive, that's what matters most.
It's all that matters, you know. I think everything has risk associated to it, you know.
No, I wouldn't say everything.
Everything. You get on a flight, you fly, Damon.
Yeah, but there's different risk levels.
Yeah, but if anything goes wrong up there, what happens to you then?
Doesn't happen that often. People on motorbikes happens more often.
What about being overweight and the risk of stroke and diabetes?
You.
Well, I've lost some weight.
No, I don't mean... I'm talking about myself as well.
Ah,
I'm talking about Damon.
Yeah, listen, you can just, 1 minute you're alive, boom, then you're dead. You're off.
Oh, guys, really? Is this the most inspiring conversation we can have on
this is real stuff. I mean, you think of all the people you were at school with. At your age now, everyone's still alive.
No.
But at my age, I know one or two people.
Aren't you still going to reunions?
There was a 20-year reunion, and then there's supposed to be a 30-year reunion this year.
Wait.
And I don't think it's happening.
30 plus 18.
I just turned 48. I know. I don't look at. I know.
Yes.
I look 58.
Look at you,
yeah.
Martin Scorsese.
Oh, I thought maybe George Clooney with a limp.
And the what? And the long foot, the drop foot,
the dropped foot.
That's what you're dealing with. Well, God bless all of our listeners, really, and especially Hilton and who else? Ash, who've actually sent us the photo of the shirtless Springbok.
Send it to Leanne and Google.
Leanne, do you want
to
take a squiz?
Need to see it, but I've seen it already. Ooh. Unfortunately.
Let me get up and come and have a look.
Yeah.
Wow, that's all of them.
It makes you want to get out and start training.
Yeah, and do push-ups or something, right?
No, it's hectic. You know, people don't realize the level of fitness of these sportsmen is just beyond imagination. Right. They are just so fit and so strong, it is incredible. Think about it. They are literally at a full sprint and wrestling for 80 minutes. And they just don't stop.
Yeah, enough now.
It's just amazing.
He's looking at the picture.
Ooh, aren't you glad I drew your attention to this
There's a bit too much bulk there for my liking.
Oh, no. It makes me want to spring my bulk.
Oh, my God.
This is fantastic.
Also, I'm into older men.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
You could get some of the retired captains, maybe, if you wanted.
Yes, that would be nice. Thank you.
You know what? We need to... We must now spread that picture on the Twitter.
On the Twitterati.
On the Twitterati.
Do you want to do it for us?
Well, I'll do it later.
Okay.
I can't multitask.
No problem.
There we go. We'll do what we have to do.
Damon, I think you must go and blow your nose.
You're probably right.
Just breathe through your nose.
Okay, so, go now. Go.
Sorry, I've had to turn your
microphone. My nose. Can people hear me?
Damon, put your headphones on, and then you can hear if they can hear you.
My nose has been like
the
this.
The volume's probably down on his headphones. That's
my nose has been like this for over 3 months.
That's not normal. You really?
No,
rain,
I realize.
Rain will help as well.
I'm on a blood thinner called warfarin.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the Heretics. Google. I went to the Google, and I looked for all the side effects of this warfarin.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't include the snotty nose. But a wise person once said, diseases or conditions don't read textbooks. So I'm convinced it must be the warfarin because it's the only thing that I've changed in the last three and a half months. So it's got to be that. Because it can't be a cold or the flu for the last 3 months. It's definitely a reaction to
Could
the medication.
Could be TB or something. Have you checked?
No. We know that. TB doesn't cause snotty noses.
Go check.
Yeah.
You might be surprised.
No. Yeah, so snotty nose.
Damon.
It was Leanne's idea. Blame Leanne. No, she said do that.
I have a sensitive...
So every morning, or I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I have this incredibly, incredibly dry mouth and throat, because I've been breathing only through my mouth while I'm sleeping. So it's the weirdest feeling, like this dry, dry mouth. Sure.
Okay.
Five things that you need to know this morning.
Yes, please.
Ooh, I hope are you going to include that little girl that was kidnapped and then came back and I knew that there was more to the story. Hey, they arrested a teacher. Have you got that story? Because that's my favorite story of the week.
We'll make that the sixth story.
Okay, make that the sixth. Okay.
And then you can tell us more about it.
Okay, I'll try.
No. Honestly, you know a lot, so you can tell us more about it. So five things that you need to know. It is Friday, so it's a no politics Friday. So here we go. No politics. Politics Friday edition of the five things that you need to know. Let's get straight into it. The first is U.S. pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens and supermarket chain Wegmans on Thursday asked customers not to openly carry firearms in their stores or not to bring them in at all. So the calls by the stores, which follows a similar move by Kroger, the country's biggest supermarket chain, come as the United States grapples with their current epidemic, which is gun violence and frequent mass shootings. So CVS announced this on Twitter, saying that it supports, in their quotes and words, the efforts of individuals and groups working to prevent gun violence, and requested that customers who are not law enforcement personnel refrain from bringing firearms into its stores. Walgreens, meanwhile, only asked that customers not openly carry guns, providing no explanation for its decision in a brief statement on its website. Wegmans also requested that customers refrain from openly carrying firearms, tweeting, "The sight of someone with a gun can be alarming, and we don't want anyone to feel that way at Wegmans." And retail giant Walmart announced on Tuesday that it would halt the sale of ammunition for handguns and some military-style rifles, calling the status quo in firearms in the United States unacceptable. So that announcement came a month after a deadly shooting at one of the chain's stores in El Paso, Texas, that claimed 22 lives.
Now, what's going to be the reaction to this? Because a lot of Americans are going to be up in arms because they're all obsessed with this Second Amendment thing. The Second Amendment saying that to carry, to bear arms.
They're allowed to bear arms.
And it's such a huge issue for these Americans. They're crazy.
Right.
So we'll see what, yeah. That's not the end of that story.
Maybe this is a very naive perspective, but you didn't get a Joe Soap who walked into a supermarket with a gun, who then decided, all right, you are going to turn it on everyone and start shooting everywhere. It's usually something more loaded, or a context that's more loaded. Someone who has some sort of issues, or someone has been planning it for a while, or someone who has, you know, even just mental challenges of some sort. I don't think anyone just goes to buy milk carrying a rifle on
I think what they're saying for me is more to put people at ease, especially the guys that are saying they're not allowing people to open carry. So open carrying is carrying your firearm openly. So it's on your waist, but visibly. So in South Africa, you can't open carry. It's got to be concealed under your T-shirt and your pants type of thing.
Okay.
So for me, it feels like because of what's happened, they want to put people at ease. Instead of the norm where people are open carrying firearms and walking into the store, people now come in with the firearm concealed, so you don't know it's there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't really object to that.
But I think, Sia, correct me if I'm wrong, it wasn't about concealing. It was saying don't bring those weapons in at all.
No, but the one was saying don't bring them at all. The other one was saying you can't open carry anymore. You've got to conceal carry.
I don't think you said anything about concealed carry.
You don't listen, Damon.
Exactly, that's what I'm asking. I'm not being emphatic. I'm asking. Did the story include that you could still conceal or not have weapons at all?
Yeah, I'm trying to look over the official statement.
Because then that would make sense, because that could hypothetically or theoretically prevent some maniac from coming into a Walmart, etc., and opening fire indiscriminately.
So Walgreens, yes, Google, you were right. Walgreens was the one who said that customers not openly carry guns.
Not openly carry guns,
Damon.
So in other
say
words,
sorry.
No. Settle down.
Just say sorry.
No. Don't get all sensitive.
No, but just say sorry.
No, I'm not going to. I wasn't being whatever.
He didn't say you were wrong.
I wasn't. I was just questioning. I was just double checking.
He didn't say that.
I was double checking because that still is not that obvious. But anyway,
next story.
We're splitting hairs.
Okay,
I'll let it slide.
Let it slide.
Okay, Leanne.
That's all I have to add.
Second story that you need to know this morning. It is just like a little sad to bring this up, but yesterday marked exactly a year since Simpiwe Morapane, Mduduzi Ndlovu, and Kutsol Letso Muedi died while trying to extinguish a blaze that broke out on the 23rd floor of a building. So the father of one of the firefighters who died at the Bank of Lisbon building has criticized the Gauteng government for dragging its feet to finalize its investigation. Yesterday marked a year since those three people died while trying to extinguish a blaze that broke out on the 23rd floor of the building. So the families, survivors and Gauteng Health MEC Bandile Masuku held a special candlelit and wreath-laying ceremony. However, police have not yet wrapped up the investigation into what caused the blaze, leaving many questions unanswered. So, Robert Morapana has recalled the day when he received the news that his son, Simpiwe, had died, saying he first heard the news from the media.
That's terrible when that happens.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
But that happens often, eh? They hear it from the media first.
Shucks.
When I was a newsreader on 5FM, I read a story publicly about a woman who'd been killed in a fire with her two children.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got home, I was told it was my friend.
Sure.
Oh, no. No, Leanne, I remember you found out while you were still on air.
Sorry, you're right.
Yeah, that was hectic.
Oh, it was until after the show. My mum waited until after the show to call me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the husband got out of the house. And that was horrible.
What do you mean got out? Escaped?
The husband managed to get out of the burning house, okay. But his two children and wife didn't.
Oh.
And yeah, no, that was terrible.
Oof. So despite all of this, Robert Morapana says he refused to look at social media for confirmation, but later officials from the emergency services confirmed that his son was one of the three firefighters who had died. He says, I received a call from my daughter-in-law that people from EMS came to the house to report the death of this boy. And Morapana says he has called the EMS and other departments countless times to find out when the report will be released, hoping to get more information, which could possibly help the family get closure. He continues to say, I could have done over 100 calls from March last year up to yesterday just to find out what happened to my son. Simpiwe's widow battles financially and Morapana tries his best to help where he can, but said it was never enough. At the same time, Masuku said the Gauteng government was also anxiously waiting for the outcome of the report. So those who are responsible, should the report point out that there's somebody who should be held liable, will do that. And a plaque in honor of the three firefighters who lost their lives has also been unveiled. This will now be erected in one of the Department of Health offices as a reminder of those who paid with their lives. Look, it's just a story to most of us, but think about if it was your family member.
For me, it's a worthy story. It's been a year since these two firefighters tragically died, three. Yeah. And for me, that's the main story. The angle that the report still hasn't been done. Yes, that's a valid concern, and the report should have been done. But there's this implication or insinuation that there was some wrongdoing or something involved. And that's not necessarily the case. Sadly, unfortunately, fires do occur.
Yeah.
And there isn't necessarily anybody to blame necessarily. We can't just assume that there was some terrible wrongdoing, or somebody is liable or guilty of some serious negligence.
Yeah.
You can't just assume that. So the story for me is a little bit reaching.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm being a bit overly analytical, but I just think very often these journalists and these news agencies often dig for something that's not necessarily really a big story.
Yeah.
The main story for me is that it's a year since these three firefighters tragically died.
Look, you know, investigations can take the longest of time to get conducted properly and effectively, and I do get how if I was a person in that father's shoes,
understandably, I'd
be feeling so frustrated and so despondent, and sometimes you just need closure to be able to move on.
No,
something.
Fair enough.
If they were just kept in the loop some way, maybe that would also aid in their closure, but I get how frustrating this must be on their
heart. No, fair enough.
Right. Third story that you need to know this morning. Well, the South African embassy in Lagos has been forced to temporarily shut its doors. So that joins local businesses in Nigeria, the likes of MTN and ShopRite, which have come under attack. So that's days after riots in South Africa targeting foreign-owned businesses. And the Department of International Relations and Cooperations, Lunga, say the decision to shut down the embassy.
I'll coach you later on how
yeah,
to do
I'll
all that.
Yeah, I'll help you with
this. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll take you under my wing.
Like you did with me last week.
Exactly.
Huh? Okay.
Let me finish the story, then I'll go back to spelling this, and you guys will see how you feel about this.
Maybe. Okay, yeah.
The Department of International Relations and Cooperations, Lunga Ngqengelele, says the decision to shut down the embassy is out of concern for the safety of employees of the embassy. In a statement, they have said, "We have been in communication with the Nigerian government, and we have been assured of the..." Who's breathing?
It was me. Sorry. That was very unprofessional.
Damon, are you always hyperventilating?
Just carry on. Sorry about that. Leanne gave me a look.
I'm sorry.
I was just trying to see where it was coming from. That's all.
I was trying to figure out where that heavy, heavy breathing came from.
You know what the worst part is?
Yes.
He wasn't directly in front of the mic. His face was... I see
okay.
What he did there.
Damon, would you prefer if I kept your mic... off?
No. Then I can't interrupt. Carry on. I'll move away from the microphone.
Okay. The Department of International Relations and Cooperations, Lunga Ngqengelele, said the decision to shut down the embassy is out of concern for the safety of employees of the embassy. In a quote, they've said, "We've been in communication with the Nigerian government and we have been assured of the protection of the businesses belonging to South Africa." And furthermore, they said, "Nigerian police quelled the uprising from the Nigerians attacking South African business, and we understand that arrests were made. We are pleased that there was no loss of life." Now, several African countries have expressed their dismay at the violence against their expatriates in South Africa. Fourth story that you need to know this morning. Yes, Damon?
Sorry, just a quick summary.
Go ahead.
The aftermath of all these this violence. So we've lost two Bafana Bafana games, and the embassy has been closed in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
But then the rand. What happened? Didn't the rand strengthen for some weird reason? And then what other results? What other consequences have we experienced so far?
Well, yeah, as much as this story says, the likes of MTN, ShopRite, and DSTV/MultiChoice also have been boycotted in the process.
And there's been lots of fake news as to the amount of deaths. How many people? I think 5 people have died, or is that more?
As of the reports, I think 2 days ago. I haven't followed up since. And I think that was also the day when they said 189 people have been arrested.
Oh, no. I saw a fake story that looked genuine, that 126 Nigerians have died. And I thought to myself straight away, no, that's complete nonsense. So a lot of fake news has caused a lot of problems.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't know what to believe.
And then there
anymore.
was that Metro police officer, I think near Pretoria, that posted a video of chaos and things happening at some schools, and that was completely fake. And she was subsequently suspended.
All right.
She was suspended yesterday.
That was the east of Joburg, yeah.
Yeah, I was the east of Joburg. Yes. Sorry.
And then fourth story that you need to know this morning. I wonder if you've all heard this, but this is an ad from 1999 of Charlize Theron that has been banned.
It was banned at the time, right?
Banned at the time. This is Charlize Theron speaking about violence in South Africa. So take a listen to this, and then I'll give you the fourth story that you need to know this morning.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron. People often ask me what the men are like in South Africa. Well, if you consider that more women are raped in South Africa than any other country in the world, that 1 out of 3 women will be raped in their lifetime in South Africa, that every 26 seconds a woman is raped in South Africa, and perhaps worst of all, that the rest of the men in South Africa seem to think that rape isn't their problem. It's not that easy to say what the men in South Africa are like. because there seem to be so few of them out there.
Hmm. So that was a campaign called Real Men Don't Rape.
I remember that.
And then why was it banned?
Well, yeah.
Can't remember.
Don't really know.
Remember that.
But interestingly so, now Charlize Theron, given the climate of the country, has chimed onto this. Someone tweeted this week particularly, and it went viral. It was Lady Scorlin. It got 8,953 likes on Twitter just currently. And Charlize has said, "When I made this ad in 1999, I hoped things would change, and they have not. Rape and femicide are still huge epidemics in South Africa, and clearly the system has failed women. Our leaders can't continue to turn a blind eye as they did with this ad." So Theron is urging men to stand up and to protect women. So, yikes. 20 years later, this is turning to be pertinent and particularly in this case.
20 years and nothing has changed.
Can I play this little clip from a protest yesterday, or have you got it?
Yeah. Can we play it in the second hour?
Ooh, okay.
Sure. There we go. And then the last story that you need to know this morning. And look, I have to fully admit, this is what you get when it's No Politics Friday. But brace yourself, and you can roll your eyes if you don't care at all. But rapper Nicki Minaj took fans by surprise yesterday with an announcement on Twitter saying that she's retiring from the music business to, in her words, have my family.
Wait, what am I going to listen to now?
Anyone care?
Moving right along.
But these singers always say that they're going to retire, and they don't. So
it's a PR stunt, I think.
Yeah, I was just trying. I mean, we don't have anything else to discuss if it's a No Politics Friday situation. So Nicki Minaj is 36 years old, and she gave the news to all of her 20 million plus Twitter followers, although she had not previously said she was either pregnant or married. So that's all she said. And in June, she said that she had planned to marry her boyfriend, and his name is Kenneth Petty. And in August, she changed her Twitter name to Miss Petty, but it didn't say where their wedding had taken place. Mm. Yeah, one of those things.
Being petty.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you did there. Well, okay, so much more coming your way in the second hour of the show. This is the Gareth Cliff Show. This is the final day without Gareth, but Damon, Leanne, Gugu, and myself are here to keep you company. Happy Friday. This is CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.